Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Hello again. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Talking sprint car racing, our favorite time of the week. And we are so glad that you have joined us. Steve Post in our Concord, North Carolina studios. Joining us from Mifflintown, Pennsylvania in the Lethal Chassis studios, Ashley Stremme. Hello, Ashley. How are you?
Steve, I am fabulous. Obviously, all eyes are on Pennsylvania. Last week, the National Open, Mother Nature did have to show up for just a brief minute, but thankfully, she let the big night go. So hopefully, fingers crossed, this week has been beautiful. It's been in the 80s, so we're only expecting the same for this weekend, the Touch Score 50, and of course, the World of Outlaws at Port Royal.
It's, you know, every third week I come on here saying, Ashley, you're right in the thick of it. I mean, it doesn't matter where we're at, whether it's Pennsylvania Speed Week, the Outlaws, the All-Stars, High Limit. It's like there is something big going on in Pennsylvania, which is why it's Pennsylvania. It really, truly is. And when we talk about big things in Pennsylvania, boy, I am telling you, and Aaron and I on our weekly show talked to Brett Marks about a month ago. This man is starting to find his stride again this year. Took him a little time to get going, but boy, now that he's got it going, he picked up the win on Saturday night in the National Open, $75,000. Ashley, Brett Marks, the Myerstown Bank has been busy for Brett Marks lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's a continuation of last year, right? Yep. Wasn't he the highest money earner last year? Obviously, he's not going to hit that mark this year with Logan winning $1 million. But he picked up the Jim Nace Memorial win a few weeks ago at Sealands Grove for $28,600, the Dirt Classic at Lincoln for $20,000, the Living Legends at Port Royal for $10,000. I mean, it keeps going, Steve.
It's unreal. Going back, he won the Dean Niddle, which we all love, Jeff Niddle, at Portsmouth. We love that.
Portsmouth.
Great stuff. So Brett Marks is really doing well, having just an awesome season. He really, truly is. We need to step back, though. The night before, which was the night after. Oh, yeah, I know. You said Mother Nature got in there. Some guy by the name of Brad Sweet. And if we wanted a point battle down to the world finals, Ashley, Brad Sweet is starting to stink this thing up.
Well, you know, I've kind of dogged on him all summer long, and it's nothing personal. I like Brad, but I expected more from him this year, but he is finding his stride, and it is just in time.
And 2 wins this year at Williams Grove. If you'd have asked him 18 months ago about that, I don't think he'd have even believed it. He has figured it out. He's figured out the Grove, that's for sure. So kudos to Brad Sweet and everybody there. Kudos to Brett Marks for picking up that win. How about Darren Pittman? Wow, finishing second in the Kreitz number 69K. And finishing third was Rico Abreu. And how about this? The third place finisher, the podium finisher, Rico Abreu. He joins us next here on Wing Nation.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over 3 generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. Let's go to the Sage Fruit Hotline. Joining us in the state of Pennsylvania, where all, it seems like, sprint car teams are, all the full-time teams are in between big weekends, Rico Abreu joins us. Hello, Rico. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to catch up with you, that's for sure. 2023, the race season, 11 wins, 6 with the World of Outlaws, a couple high limits, a couple all-star races. Rico, can you kind of assess just how much fun you're having and how good this season has been?
Yeah, it's definitely been a career year for us, you know, and it all really drives around the people that are associated in my race team, and it's, you know, just a lot of consistency, Steve, and we've been qualifying really well, and, you know, the that's really the most important part of our night that we put a lot of focus in. We, you know, the balance of my car is really consistent on how it feels at each track, and it's been a big accomplishment for me as a race car driver to just be have a little bit of success at these tracks that are very difficult and you know, to hard to conquer, and like Williams Grove and some of these tracks that we've been going to, Knoxville, and just difficult that is just you know, very unique racing surfaces, and we've gotten a really good balance at those tracks and put ourselves in positions a few times to win one of these crown jewels. So it's been you know, as long as we just keep putting ourselves in position, I feel like those big wins will come.
You've talked about your team, obviously, working with Ricky Warner as the lead wrench on the team now. What has it been like working with him now in your second season, and kind of what has he brought to the table for the team?
Yeah, I mean, Ricky is one of the all-time best crew mechanics, and he brings a lot of tools to our team, you know, which a lot of it is the confidence that he's built into me as a race car driver, and the discipline that we have and work together through solving problems in our internally and in just the structure of our team, and to just do his job and his vision of this race team. And that's really been the most important part that's been the change in success for us and the results of, I think Ricky's really critical about our engine program, and he's gotten the engines to run so good. And we see that in qualifying this year, where I've had a career year just in qualifying and putting, you know, and with the way the formats are built in this racing industry is, you know, they put the faster qualifying cars up front, and that gives you such an advantage in track position to put yourself in position to win. But I think, you know, the biggest thing is Ricky and him building confidence in me as a race car driver, and just, you know, like, we just don't point fingers at each other, and he's able to work through, you know, adjustments on my car, and he has a really good vision on the race car of what he sees it doing on the racetrack, and it helps me break down, you know, how I explain what I feel, and, you know, I don't really have to get into serious detail and get myself used, and you know, it's just we just over the last few weeks we've really, really worked well together, and you know, just really excited and thankful to have him board our team.
We talk about Rico, your confidence, and it shows. You're a confident race car driver driving, but this is your team. This is you've been building this thing for years and years. What's it like for you now to solely be the race car driver, knowing what's your confidence in Ricky, knowing that all of the T's are going to be crossed, all of the I's are dotted, so you can just focus on wheeling that race car?
Yeah, it's a huge advantage, I think, in the racing industry. And, you know, and it's allowed me to focus in different areas of our team. Now that I have Ricky and Zach and Brady and three incredible individuals that different levels of our team, where Ricky brings an extreme amount of knowledge, and Zach is, and Brady are unbelievable workers, and they actually help Ricky get to that next level of things, and Ricky's helped them get to the next level in just physical work on the car, and you know, and just doing little things on the tire prep side of things, and that I feel like have had an advantage on teams and figured things out a little bit quicker than some other guys. And it's been a huge advantage for us. So, you know, I think, like I said, it all leads to experience and what really is the most exciting part for me is how young Zach and Brady are and what they've learned from Ricky in just the last 12 months. You know, and Zach's been on my car, Zach Middlebrooks, he's from California, but he's worked for me for four seasons now, and he's been an unbelievable hand, and I, you know, I'm super thankful that he's getting the opportunity to work alongside Ricky and learn from Ricky, and, you know, those two boys are definitely the next generation of our sport, and that's
that's really what's exciting to me about it.
Rico, you can hear the enthusiasm in your voice. It's so awesome to hear that. And just like you said, teaching that younger generation, and no one better to learn from than Ricky himself. With that being said, you guys run the, as I quote unquote call it, the rogue schedule. You kind of do and pick and choose your own thing. A handful of teams are doing it. What's it mean for you being in California to run all across the country and kind of pick and choose your schedule and not be told where to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's advantages and disadvantages in it all. You know, I've always been about that freedom as a race car driver and a team owner, and not being really tied to any series. You know, although I'm running the 12 race high limit series this year, but it being a little bit different with weekday races and just. It being, you know, that being an advantage to teams that have to show up to some of these tracks, and if you have consistent off nights, and I think it's really important for your team to take a break and turn the light switch off for a weekend and just enjoy life and the ability we all have to be out here on the road. And, you know, it can be definitely a grind being out here on the road where you're having to show up every weekend and you know, and you're not forced, but your hands are kind of tied on what events you can and can't do. So, you know, that freedom is definitely a balance for us and our team. We're just very fortunate to be in this circumstance where we don't depend on necessarily a points fund or that tow money from any sanctioning body to get up and down these roads where, you know, we just focus on winning the races and showing up. And if we don't want to go, or if somebody needs a break, you know, we at the snap of our fingers, we can take a break.
Man, I'll tell you what, I love hearing that. I love where we're at with sprint car racing, with so much of this conversation finally being had. Well-being and a break and a little breather are such a big part of all of our lives. Rico, hang in there with us. Everyone else, stick around. More with Rico Abreu in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over 3 generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit. We are having a ball. Of course, you always have a good time when you're talking with Rico Abreu. He joins us on the Sage Fruit Hotline. So, Rico, the bigger question, you know, we've talked about Ricky. We've talked about your guys. We've talked about you. How is Gus? Because Gus is what it's all about here. How's Gus?
Gus is doing good. We're on the way to the groomer right now in Newport, Pennsylvania. So, he's excited. We're in the truck and going down the road, but when we pull up, he's gonna know right away what's happening. But we love keeping Gus nice and freshly cut.
I love it. So life on the road as we know it. How hard is it to find places like this across the country while you're traveling? And then when you find somebody, obviously, I'm sure you kind of probably stick with them and try to make it happen when you're in their area. But what's it like living on the road, trying to make vet appointments, groomer appointments, heck, appointments for yourself?
It's a good balance. It can be difficult at times. You know, especially with Gus and just trusting veterinarians and groomers, and we have our certain people, but luckily the race fans are some amazing people out there, and we've met veterinarians going up and down the road, and groomers, and there's a really cool groomer here in Pennsylvania that owns 2 shops that we bring Gus to in the spring and the fall to get haircuts, and you know, Sarah Flinkinger does an amazing job with him, and he loves to see him, and it's a good, it's also a good balance for us for Megan and I to take, you know, to get a little time, you know, an hour or so away from Gus, and because he is with us full time, and And we love him to death, and he is on the road with us every single day and every single minute.
I can only imagine. That is fascinating. It really truly is, all of the on the road stuff as far as that goes. What's it like, Rico? You have such a unique perspective on everything in the world, and you know you're such a unique guy yourself. Gus is part of your souvenir trailer, you know, everything out there. What's it like to see kids at the racetrack? What's it like when you go out to that souvenir trailer? Just the enthusiasm to meet you, to meet Gus, to meet the whole crew.
It's really important for us, and Gus brings a good positive balance to my race team and to the race fans, and to I feel my mental health personally too, where he's never really in a bad mood. And when we have an off night or even just an off day, he's, you know, it's really eye-opening to me. And he's such an inspiring dog that he's able to brighten somebody's day up just by someone seeing him and, you know, his lovingness towards not just us, but towards anybody. And, you know, it's just a different level of comfort. So, you know, the way Gus presents himself at the races, to the race fans, to the kids, and he loves the kids. He loves other dogs. He loves to meet new dogs. He loves race fans, no matter how big or small or what color they are, or how they look. You know, he'll always love every single fan and love to see the fans. So, that's what's so intriguing to me about a dog and growing up around dogs is that, you know, I feel that he is our dog, but he's not just our dog. He is, you know, he's everybody else's dog to see too. So, it's really eye-opening to me to see a dog with such kindness and openness towards people. And I think that goes a long ways to somebody in the positive direction of a race fan. And like you possibly this, you know, my dog Gus could change their outlook on life by just being Gus. And I don't know. We have a really special animal here with us.
Well, Rico, dogs are typically a direct reflection of their owners, and dogs are amazing, of course. But I want to talk more about your family. Obviously, Abreu Vineyards, you've shared with us over the years the fires, the floods, all the things that have happened out there in California. How is the vineyard? How is the family business going? Is everything good? Were you guys able to kind of regroup after all the craziness that's happened out there the last couple of years?
Yeah, they, you know, my family's some really hardworking individuals, and they, you know, it's been really cool just to sit back and, you know, live this life outside of the, you know, the vineyard management business and the wine industry, and just get to see, you know, kind of how they adapt to different levels of, you know, danger, I guess, and with the fires and the flooding and, you know, the smoke-tainted grapes, and everything is flowing really smoothly these last 2 years. So it's exciting to see, and everybody in the Napa Valley deserves that. And after what's gone on, you know, but it's an amazing place to go to in this world. And I think about being there every single day.
That is so, so neat. Rico, as we look forward, Port Royal this weekend, of course, you're staying in Pennsylvania. We know Australia is coming up as well. But what do you have between once you get done at Port Royal this weekend, where are you headed to after that?
So we got High Limit at Bridgeport tomorrow night. And then we got Port Royal Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday is the Tuscarora 50. And then Friday and Saturday is with the World of Outlaws. So we got some really, really good races coming up, and two more High Limit races. We got Larson down to 20 points in the championship, so hopefully we can keep backing him up against the wall, and, you know, we got to finish a couple spots ahead of him each night, and I think we, you know, the way our car has been at these tracks is I'm really, really excited about Bridgeport and Putnamville and just putting ourselves in good positions, and We've had an amazing year with this team, and I'm just super thankful to be racing with these guys.
Neat stuff. It really, truly is, Rico. And it is always a pleasure to chat with you. We wish you the best with the racing. We wish you the best that Gus gets all tidied up there with the groomer. We appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us here on Wing Nation.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. Rico Abreu joining us on the way to the dog groomer up in Pennsylvania. Stay with us. More Wing Nation in just a moment.
Perfection isn't easily achieved. It takes hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Through their commitment to excellence, Sage Fruit Company has been supplying customers with the best tree fruit in the Pacific Northwest for over three generations. They work hard on the farm, in the packing facilities, and with their retail partners to provide consistent, high-quality apples and pears all year long. Look for Sage Fruit at your local grocer.
Welcome back. It is Wing Nation presented by Sage Fruit, Ashley Strummy and Steve Post, and Ashley, Rico Abreu. You know, I was thinking during that interview and him talking about Gus, and there's that phrase, we don't deserve dogs. I'm not sure we deserve Rico either. We don't deserve dogs and we don't deserve Rico. How about we'll just go with that? What a joy it is to talk to him.
It is. He's just so pleasant. He's always happy. And like I said earlier in the interview, just you can hear the optimism in his voice, just the happy-go-lucky that he is. It just that's why everybody loves him, right? He's just a good dude.
He is a good dude that is wheeling a fast race car this year. We're probably not done winning yet. That is for sure. He's got some big ones coming up, as he said. Oh, by the way, we recorded this on Monday. So when he's talking about tomorrow night and Thursday night, those of you watching on MAV TV, you missed it. We recorded that on Monday, so we just might just well be frank with you. But he'll be racing this weekend at Port Royal. Racing has really dwindled down a little bit. Bill Balog was the winner of the IRA Wisconsin Sprint Car Championships up in Plymouth. Bill's had a good season, 9 wins overall. But Ashley, here they come, back to your neighborhood. And again, we're recording this on Monday. Some of you are watching it on Friday, but it's the Nittany Showdown for the World of Outlaws this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights.
Yes, 15,000 to win Saturday night. Obviously, the World of Outlaws. And for those of you watching it on Rev, it's still Wednesday. So Thursday is the Tusker 50. I just had to throw that in there. 50, I don't even remember now. 53,000 to win. So big money on the line, obviously, at Port Royal. And some big names rolling into town, especially for all three races. It's going to be a huge weekend.
Really, truly is going to be a huge weekend. Speaking of a huge weekend, down in Arkansas, it's the 36th annual Comp Cams Short Track Nationals. This is one of the largest 360 races and has been held annually at I-30 Speedway in Little Rock. I-30 Speedway in Little Rock ended its existence at the end of last year. Tracy Clay and the family sold the racetrack. The good news is it's moved to 67 Speedway in Texarkana. Our buddy Tim Crowley, one of the great guys in sprint car racing, has taken it over, and they're looking at continuing on with the short track championship, short track nationals this weekend, Ashley.
Yes, and Tim was actually the winner in 1998. It's so cool when you see something go away and somebody understanding what that means. To keep the annual, the 36th annual going is awesome. Obviously, it's ASDS National Tour Race Friday. It's 1500 to win. Saturday, Steve, huge money on the line.
$20,000 to win. Reigning champ of this race is Sam Hayford-Teep Jr. How big is this race? Listen to this list of former winners, Ashley. Sammy Swindell, Christopher Bell, Brad Sweet, Paul McMahon, Jason Myers, Jason Johnson, Jason Sides, Wayne Johnson, some guy by the name of Steve Kinzer won it multiple times also. Blake Hans won 3 of the last 5, so it's going to be fun. Kudos to Tim Crowley and everybody for keeping this race alive. Ashley, these big races like this, we need to keep them alive and going.
We sure do. It's all about that history. And then, of course, next Tuesday, Time Limits, the season ender at Lincoln Park, $23,023 to win.
It is good stuff, that's for sure. Thanks to Rico Abreu. Thank you for joining us here on Wing Nation, presented by Sage Fruit.
Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at NAPA locations nationwide. NAPA!